Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Trinadapi Sunichena Toror Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama 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 Iva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So I'm going to do two short katas. Earlier this year, I began again for the umpteenth time to go through the entire Krishna book. It's my favorite book of all of Prabhupada's books. It's the book that made me a devotee. The book that convinced me that I should surrender to Prabhupada and Krishna. That decision I made sometime in February, March 1973. That is the best decision I've ever made in my life. So first, towards the end of Krishna book, there is the story of Vrika Asura. It is a very instructive story. The demon, Vrika Asura, he decided to worship. Now, before he decided, he had a desire. So Narada Muni appeared to him and told him that if you want quick fulfillment of your desire, you should worship Lord Shiva. Narada could understand from talking to Vrika Asura that he was unfit to worship Krishna, because Vrikasura wanted a most peculiar benediction. He wanted the benediction that whoever head he would put his finger on, the head would crack. What a silly benediction. Of course, nowadays in our government, they might want that. Yes, go with your finger and destroy ISIS. So Narada said, better you worship Lord Shiva. You know better than me. Ashutosh, quickly satisfied and quickly angered. So he decided that I don't just want the benediction, I want to get the benediction personally. Prabhupada writes in this, he says, devotees of Krishna, they don't need Krishna to come personally. The devotee is happy. He prays and worships to Krishna. He doesn't need Krishna to personally come. He just prays to Krishna and Krishna takes care of the devotee. But this is a demon and he wants Lord Shiva to personally come to him. So he begins, because he's a demon, and we learn from Bhagavad Gita, there's sacrifice in the mode of goodness, sacrifice in the mode of passion, sacrifice in the mode of ignorance. This, what we're doing, this is sacrifice. This is also yajna, sankirtan yajna. It's in the mode of goodness? No. It's in the mode of pure goodness. It's transcendental, this sankirtan yajna. But Vrikasura's austerity was in the mode of ignorance. Why? You all know, you do a homa, you do a sacrifice, right? You take the grains, and the priest has the ghee, swaha, and at the end you put your banana in, but all during, you're just throwing the grains into the yajna pit, because that fire represents the mouth of Vishnu. The sacrifice means you're feeding Lord Vishnu. So Vrikasura, what was he offering? His own flesh. This is called tamogun. He was offering his own flesh. And still Lord Shiva wasn't coming. So Vrikasura said, I got to do something very, very intense. So Vrikasura knew that when they have an animal sacrifice, the animal is bathed. So Vrikasura took a bath, and he was going to offer his own head to the fire sacrifice. That's called tamogun. So Vrikasura, I think, is the forefather of Isis, where they offer themselves. Yes. Yes, that must come from the Vrikasura Sampradaya. That's what I think. So Vrikasura was just about to cut off his own head. Lord Shiva appeared. And Prabhupada makes the comment, it's not that Lord Shiva was being specially merciful to Vrikasura. No. Lord Shiva was just doing it out of compassion. Just like if you see a child crossing the street, a car is coming, just out of natural human compassion, you do what you can to save the child. So when Lord Shiva came to stop Vrikasura from cutting off his own head, it was only out of natural compassion, not special just for Vrikasura. It was just like, oh my God, this guy is that demoniac. So Lord Shiva, he said, okay, you have got me now. What do you want? So Vrikasura said, yes, I want that benediction that with my finger, if I put it on anyone's head, the head will crack open. Lord Shiva, of course, was thinking, oh my God. But Lord Shiva, he said he would give the benediction, so he said, okay. But this demon was such a demon. As soon as he got the benediction, he wanted to try the benediction on the person who gave it to him. That's called ingrate. There's the Sanskrit term, guru druha, killer of the guru. Same can be applied, killer of the parents. The parents give so much blessings and nourishment to the child, and we see in America sometimes the children kill the parent. It goes on today, in this day and age. Sometimes the disciple is so ungrateful that he tries also to take the property of the guru or harm the guru. This happens. So Vrikasura, what was his intention? The reason why he wanted to do it on Lord Shiva is because who is Lord Shiva's consort? Durga, Mata. She is the material energy personified. If he can possess her, anything is at his disposal. So he's chasing Lord Shiva. Now Lord Shiva knows that he has given this benediction. Lord Shiva is all-powerful. He's described in Bhagavatam as Bhagavan. He's all-powerful. So immediately he flees, running for his life. But none of the other demigods can give him shelter. He even goes to his father. Who is his father? Lord Brahma. Right? He appeared from the anger of Lord Brahma at the beginning of creation. In the third canto, it is explained. First, there were the four Kumaras, and Brahma told them, now create progeny. The four Kumaras said, no, we're aiming for spiritual life. And Brahma got angry. What? My children are disobeying me? So from that anger came out Rudra. So in the Leela, Lord Shiva is the son of Brahma. So even his father can't give him protection. So Shiva is Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, the greatest devotee. Naturally, he takes shelter of Lord Narayan. Everybody say, Narayan. He goes to that planet within the material universe, Shweta Dweep, a white island in the ocean of milk. Not so easy to find, I would think. A white island in the ocean of milk? Kind of hard. So he makes his way to Shweta Dweep, and Narayan can understand, right? Because Narayan is in the heart of Lord Shiva, in the heart of Vrikasura, in your heart too. How many people accept that Krishna is in your heart? Very good. That's why I like coming to these programs. We're all on the same page. So Lord Narayan says, I'll take care of this. No problem. Interesting, Vrikasura is also capable of entering Shweta Dweep, which I find very interesting. He's able to go to Shweta. So Narayan takes the form of a brahmachari, young brahmachari. And immediately he mystifies Vrikasura, because Krishna is Yogeshwara. Everybody say,
Yogeshwara.
All mystic powers are at his command. So he bewilders Vrikasura. We all have experience being bewildered. We become bewildered by the opposite sex. Yes. So Vrikasura being bewildered by Lord Narayan is not difficult to understand. So immediately the young Brahmi said, oh, Vrikasura, I know who you're, the son of Shakuni, not the Mahabharata Shakuni, some other Shakuni. And so Vrikasura is impressed. He knows my father. Yes. Oh, Vrikasura, you must be very tired. And Prabhupada comments, see, the demon is the opposite of a devotee. A devotee is not on the bodily concept of life, but a demon, totally on the bodily concept of life. So as Lord Narayan is explaining, oh, you've come a long way. You must be tired. You should take rest. Yeah, it's a good idea. So he's starting to bewilder him. First thing, when somebody's angry, the first thing you do with somebody angry, calm them down. Recall, when Nisringadev killed Hiranyakashipu, none of the demigods offering prayers could calm Nrisingadev down. He was still roaring. And when Lord Brahma came and said to Lakshmi, his wife, do something. She said, no. I've never seen him like this. Only Prahlad could calm the anger of Lord Nrsimhadev. So that's the first thing you do when somebody's there, you try to calm them down. So that's what Lord Narayan did. You must be very tired. You've come a long way. You all know. When you go to India, that's how many, 17, 18, 20 hours? When you get off the plane, how do you feel? Huh? In a few weeks, I'll be going to Santiago. That's a 14-hour plane. So when I get there, I'm like, phew. So the first thing my secretary does, feeds me, and then I take rest. Because flying in an airplane, that's great austerity. Tremendous austerity. I don't know how Jaipataka Maharaj has done it all these, oh my God. And your guru also, Bhakti Chu Maharaj, jet age Parivarjakacharyas, flying all over the world. Amazing. Because it really, I mean, they have studied it. You age. Going on planes constantly, you age. It's a tremendous toll on your body. So then, Lord Narayan says, so, Bhikkha, what's going on? Why are you so angry at Lord Shiva? So Vrikasura explains, yes, he gave me this benediction and I want to do it on him. And then Lord Vishnu says, wait, you believe Lord Shiva? Come on. He just had a fight with his father-in-law, Daksha, and as a result, he's been cursed to become a ghost. And now he's the leader of the ghosts. So I doubt very much that he's giving you this benediction. Tell you what, Vrikka, yeah, wait, look. Just to show that I'm right, put your finger on your head, and then when you see that it doesn't work, then you can go and kill Lord Shiva so that he won't do this nonsense again. So by this time, Vrikkasura is completely bewildered. Yeah, okay. And his head cracks into hundreds and hundreds of pieces. And in this way, Lord Narayan saved Lord Shiva from this danger. So, as is proven throughout the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Everybody say. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam is emphasizing this point, that there are hundreds and thousands and millions of incarnations and incarnations of the incarnations. Six different categories. Lord Shiva is a category of incarnation. Guna avatar. But the whole premise of Bhagavatam, that of all these incarnations, Krishna is the origin. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam is pointing out through 18,000 shlokas, 12 cantos, 335 chapters, just one line, and explaining it from every conceivable angle of vision. So that if you have gone through Bhagavatam, there's no doubt whatsoever, Krishna is the God of all gods. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please.